2:18 before the half. Kansas City leading 14-0, T formation. Earl is under center, working off the right hatch, left right across her radio. Kansas City hands it off, straight up the middle. And Nick Perry's out for the right across midfield and finally brought down in ugly territory at the 43-yard line. Brought down by number 20, Derek Brown for Ubley, and suddenly Kansas City's moving the ball yet again for a 24-yard gain.
Well, those quick dives out of the wing tee have worked for both teams. That time, Nick Perry explodes through the line of scrimmage, and he gets out to those undersized defensive backs. He stiff-arms one and then spins out of another tackle. Heck of an individual effort by Nick Perry and a big gain. Bearcats here need to respond. They need to slow down this running game. They got to keep this a 14-0 game at halftime.
D formation working off the right hash at the Ubley 44-yard line. A minute 40 before half. And Mason Earl is going to run to the left and keep it for himself. He has room to run. He has the first down. He's inside the 40, down to the 30. Turning on the afterburners to the goal line. And
he's in the end zone.
Blasts a defender at the 2-yard line. And Mason Earl is in for the score from the 44-yard line all the way in. And it is suddenly.
Never. times that I couldn't take it. Never felt so violated. At the risk of sounding so cliche, I just gotta call a spade Hurts me right to the core. I can't take this anymore. Getting tired of the same old song. Final chorus, now I'm moving on. Things ain't fair in love and war. Never been the kind to be.
We are having some technical difficulties right now on Cruise 102.1 WLEW. Trying to bring you the high school football playoff game with Ubley and Cass City with Clark in the crew. Again, we are working on these difficulties and we'll try to resume the game as soon as possible.
Audio over IP.
Devils.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Stop me. Every time I touch you.
I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. We're back on. Hey, welcome to that, folks. We're back to this ball game. With 17 seconds left and perfect timing for my beautiful language. Cass City has the ball with a second down, 6 yards to go before half. So what happened here is, well, we have an internet connection back to the station. Our internet device decides it's not going to accept a charge anymore. And here we are, back on air. Still same score, 21-0. Cass City breaking free. Nick Perry across the 40-yard line into Ubley territory with 7 seconds left. And we have a first down, stops the clock momentarily for Cass City. And they're going to try and punch one more in before this half is over. They already lead 21-0.
To recap, Ubley ran the ball a few times. They literally went nowhere. Cass City called timeout, forced Ubley to punt the football, and now Cass City trying to get in some sort of scoring range here to really try and put a nail in the coffin. Looks like we have 3 seconds left in the half. Cass City just spiked the ball to stop the clock. Again, 3 seconds to go in the half. Not in field goal range for Cass City, so this is more than likely either going to be a run play or a throw into the end zone.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Mason Earl is looking back to pass. He's going to